We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Bill and I are warmed up. There is a lot of great stuff on the menu today. But, Bill, if you don't mind, I'd like to start the show with a personal concern. I read, and it was, I think it was a top headline on the Drudge Report, a big news site and all over the place. It said that there are new studies out, and the evidence is pretty compelling that too many vitamins can cause cancer. And I take so many, Bill. I mean, sometimes I'm one of those, you know, really crazy vitamin people. I take several handfuls a day. I was just wondering, how many visits to the doctor do I have to go to get all those diagnoses?
At knowledgeofhealth.com, my website, you can read my report. There was no study. It was just a blabbermouth doctor at the University of Colorado who's had this agenda to talk about antioxidants and dietary supplements causing cancer, promoting the growth of cancer, promoting cancer mortality. And interestingly enough, when I looked up the research on it, I found a couple of papers, because he really underscored folic acid, that's vitamin B9, as a promoter of cancer. And yet I found two papers fairly recent with his name as one of the co-authors in which it exonerated folic acid and said it doesn't cause cancer.
And his name was on it.
And his name was on those papers. And in addition, we show a lot of other data which is exonerated. You know, the B vitamins, they're growth vitamins, so they're going to make everything grow, including cancer cells, but you can't get well without them. If you don't have folic acid, the DNA crumbles apart. It promotes DNA stability, our genome, our chromosomes, our bundles of genes, our everything that we have there that we call our genome, our library of genes, crumbles apart. It's not stable without folic acid. So when you have cells that are without folic acid, are deficient, like in the women's cervix, they get abnormal pap smear, precancerous cells, and you'll get those in the digestive tract and elsewhere. So you need folic acid to normalize those cells. And in fact, for women who have an abnormal pap smear, vitamin C and folic acid actually reverses the abnormalities, and you'll never hear that from an OBGYN doctor because he's lining up surgery and a hysterectomy. Instead, you can just normalize the pap smear in many cases with folic acid and vitamin C. And, of course, they're concerned about the papillomavirus there then leading to the cancer. And, of course, that's that means that folic acid and vitamin C conquer that virus. That's what that means. So that's very interesting.
It's amazing. You know, Bill, I was going to do an interview one time with a PhD from Berkeley in human nutrition. You would probably know his name, but it's not necessarily that I mention it at this point. And he was science director for a pretty good vitamin company. But he was looking at the research on the sort of most absorbable form of folic acid, usually just called L-methylfolate. And we were talking about, you know, how we're going to put the interview together. And he says, you know, David, there is so much startling evidence on how much that folic acid protects you against cancer. He goes, but we just can't talk about cancer on the radio. You know, I don't feel comfortable.
It's kind of interesting. There is a gene mutation that affects a lot of Italians, I think some blacks, some others groups, and they don't metabolize folic acid properly. So there's a whole segment of the human population that doesn't, even if you're overdosing them on folic acid, it won't do much good. So we need more is the issue, not less. And then I had a chart in my report at knowledgeofhealth.com, and it shows colorectal cancer incidence over a number of years, I think 35 years, and then the time points when they actually fortified the food with folic acid in our cereals and then in all cereal grains. And you didn't see a blip upwards for cancer at all. It just kept going down and down and down. So it's nonsense. But they keep beating this drum, and then, of course, they're scaring us away from something, and then there's an agenda to kind of regulate the industry more because they're, you know, our crazy products are causing cancer. So it's not Monsanto. It's that folic acid in the vitamin shop. You know, it's causing cancer. So
well, I want to underline something that you just said, and I really urge everybody, if you're concerned about this, if your friends are talking about it, please go to knowledgeofhealth.com and read Bill's report. It's well referenced, so if you want to see all the other studies and things that apply to this,
but register there and then pay the $3 and then sign over your browser. No, come on, it's all free. There's nothing. Yeah. They don't register anything. We don't keep your email address. We don't put you on a list and send back anything. It's all a public service. It's a give back. Knowledgeofhealth.com. I don't sell any books there. I don't do any self promotion. It's just for people to learn more about health. So
I wasn't trying to send you over there to buy anything, folks. But you should read it, because the point I wanted to make that you said in the beginning, Bill, I just want to make sure everybody heard this. There was no new study. This guy went back 30 years and picked a half a dozen studies that have been thoroughly debunked.
He got up at a meeting of cancer doctors and started to blab this again, but the headline said, new study shows. He was blabbermouthing these mistakes, this salacious stuff against vitamins 3 years ago, so it's old. And they've got some agenda to get into Congress and regulate supplements, and they're after homeopathic remedies now and all these alternatives as Big Pharma wipes out the competition. Here's another interesting thing. Atrial fibrillation, a lot of men have it. Some women have it. The top chambers of your heart, the atriums, are fluttering, and they're concerned about blood clots. And it says here, you know, they want to do ablation. So they get an electrical device, and they ablate the area of the
what does that
muscle
mean?
And the nerves. And so you get – it's burning the tissue.
Okay.
And they get the fibrillation to calm down. But it says here, within 5 years, 60.7% of all the patients have recurring atrial fibrillation. So their treatment doesn't last. And did they tell you that? Was that on the consent form? There was no difference in the ejection fraction at 5 years, meaning the amount of blood that was pumped out of the heart wasn't a lot better. At 5 years later, you were still having a weak heart and it wasn't pumping it out. So there's your issue. And the same thing is happening with macular degeneration. We have two forms of this disease at the back of the eye. The macula is the visual center of the eye. It's a color vision center. It's what you use for reading. It's actually about the size of a pencil tip, and there's millions of cells there. And that little macula area is what gets diseased in what we call macular degeneration. The prevalent form is more the preform of it, where people show aging spots in the back of the eye called drusen. And then about a third of older adults show that drusen or aging spots there. And then what happens is about 9% of the population has lost vision due to this in the older age groups. And about a third of those have what we call the wet form of the disease. Wet meaning it's leaking. There is serum and possibly even true hemorrhage in the back of the eye as it's leaking. And there are new blood vessels forming because there's a lack of oxygen at the back of the eye. And when there's a lack of oxygen, the body builds and develops new blood vessels called angiogenesis or neovascularization to bring oxygen there, and that is invasive, and it invades the visual center of the eye, what we call the macula, and you add your vision is threatened for permanent vision loss. Well, the doctors have a new cure. It's been used in the last few years. It's a miracle cure. It's brought people back their vision. It works about 85% of the time, not in all, and they inject a anti-cancer drug, and it causes those new blood vessels to recede. They need to inject a needle into the white of your eye about every 4 to 6 weeks, and they keep doing this. But the story is today, coming out of Germany, after 5 years, patients are back losing their vision again, and the vision loss is accelerating to the rate it was before you had the treatment. So again, not a lasting treatment. Remember, we can't say that our sponsor's product, Longevinix, that I help formulate, cures, prevents, or treats macular degeneration, but there are studies with humans showing that it did halt the wet form of macular degeneration when the drugs, the injectable drugs, didn't work. Now, we'd have to be a drug to make that claim, but there is hope for people, and I would urge anybody getting the injections to think long term. They're going to live long enough, and at some point, it sounds like from the data that we're reading here, the drugs are going to start failing. And you're going to need to reach for something else. And they don't have anything else. So we'll tell you more about Longevinix, our sponsor's product, soon. But the FDA wants us to keep our mouth shut. But in the facing people that have no other options or choices, I think under freedom of information, we at least need to tell you to make your retina stronger and improve retinal health and like we can't say to preserve your vision, we can say to promote a healthy retina, then you can think about our sponsor's product, Longevinix. Longevinix is considered a red wine pill, an anti-aging pill, and it has profound effect to cause these new abnormal blood vessels to recede and disappear. So for whatever that means to you.
Bill,
we want to talk a little bit about that story in the British Medical Journal, don't we, David, about antidepressants?
Yes. I just want to ask you something really quick, and it's a rhetorical question, I'll admit. But I'm a person I have macular degeneration, and I can endure a lot of shots directly into my eyes, which will give me more than likely some initial improvement, and then 5 years it's going to be worse. Or I could try an inexpensive, safe dietary supplement for 1 to 3 months to see if it helps. I mean, I don't understand why that isn't a great idea. Worst case scenario, gee, the supplement didn't help. I guess I'll take my chance with the shots, but I'd run.
Well, the doctors are going to say it's unproven and all that, but what hope do you have?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's being used under a compassionate use. There are no other options.
Yeah, it's just common sense.
It's fair to advise people that maybe there's something. I mean, if you're going to lose, you know, somebody's charging $500 for it, or making outrageous claims, I certainly.
Yeah, but it's really inexpensive. I tell you what, just for the timing, Bill, let's take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. And yeah, let's mention really provocative article about antidepressants. I mean, I've been out here on the floor talking about healthy serotonin for a long time, and maybe we're barking up the wrong tree. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Yours truly, Dave Statter, the health warrior, investigative health journalist, Bill Sardi. Bill, you sent me this article by a doctor it was very provocative. He seemed to say that there really wasn't evidence that serotonin levels, you know, antidepressants, these SSRIs, were doing anything.
Reuptake inhibitors, in other words, instead of it decaying and degrading, it inhibits this process so you get more serotonin. Well, Dr. David Healy, and he's the professor of psychiatry at the Hergest Psychiatric Unit in Bangor, North Wales. That's in part of the British Empire. So a pretty smart man, and he's trying to say the history of this in the British Medical Journal, and it's pretty damning. I mean, what he's saying, it was all a marketing myth. They had something called tricyclic antidepressants. Well, when the patents wore off on those, then they went to these things that had something to do with serotonin, these drugs that did this. But he's saying they were even weaker than the older tricyclic antidepressants. And he says there was no evidence that treatment was correcting anything like serotonin levels. The myth co-opted the complementary health market. So along came the health food stores and people, and they were saying, oh, you can eat these foods and it'll help your serotonin level and all this, when it was a myth in the first place. It corrected nothing. And so he goes on to point out that, follow the leader blindly, blind leading the blind. And it was Big Pharma who was doing this. And he says, decades later, the number of antidepressant prescriptions a year is slightly more than the number of people in the Western world.
What?
And so he's pointing all this out, and he's showing, that he says, look, from things that we use every day, from computers to microwaves, etc., they improve every year. But this is not the case for medicines, where this year's treatments may achieve blockbuster sales despite being less effective and less safe than yesterday's models. In other words, yesterday's drugs. And this is true. As soon as the patents wear out, we've got the newest drug, but it's not as safe or effective as the prior older drug. And that's what happened with these antidepressants. And it's insanity. Well, and by the way, folks, there's a really wonderful article here. Let's see if I can find it. And it's about resveratrol, the red wine molecule. We like to talk about it here on the show. And it was showing that it has profound antidepressant qualities to it. And it's what we call an MAO inhibitor, monoamine oxidase inhibitor. That's what a lot of antidepressant drugs are. And it improves dopamine, which is what you need in the brain. It also works on, here it is. Here's the article. And it improves something called noradrenaline, which comes out of your adrenal glands. But this is in the hippocampus, the thinking part of your brain. And the noradrenaline makes you more alert, so you're not senile in the brain. So you're improving serotonin. It does that. And it elevates dopamine, inhibits MAO, so you're not clinically, chemically depressed. And it helps you with this noradrenaline, which makes you more alert. So that's how many drugs in one, improving the effect of chronic resveratrol treatment on central monoamine cognition, meaning thinking, in aged rats. It's a journal called Age of June 2015, an advanced publication. So the point is that you've got four antidepressant properties right there in a little red wine molecule called resveratrol. Most of the public still unfamiliar with that word, resveratrol, R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L. Our sponsor's product, the best-tested resveratrol pill, Longevinex. And if you want to find out more about it, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. We'll talk more about Longevinex in shortly, but people want to know as we talk, what should I do? Where do I go? And, I tell most people, are you depressed? Yeah, okay, well, maybe there's a reason for it. Is it taxes? Is it the wife, the husband, divorce? Is it grief, someone you love, that's a form of depression? if there's a reason reaching for a chemical, you don't have chemical depression. So as we get older, I think we get depressed. We find folic acid. You're getting depressed. You need more folic acid. You're absorbing less. So we need our B vitamins. We need certain things. So we're not chemically depressed. And we see that a lot of grumpy old men and women, particularly men, they get grumpy, and you got to give them folic acid. They're angry as they get older and so on. Well, yeah, those are chemical depressions. But if you have a reason for being depressed, certainly finances, people are dismayed over certain things that happen in life, reaching for a pill in the doctor's office isn't going to fix that. I think it'd be better to go to church and learn the ways of people in the past, how they handled, well, what we would call stress. They handled the challenges of life because they didn't have a pill to reach for.
Well, and, Bill, you and I reported last week or a week so back, there was a big study that showed that 69% of people on antidepressants didn't really need them, like you said. They were just dealing with life's ups and downs. They did not have the medical chemical problem, but they're just taking the drug.
Yeah, I have a little – here's that data sheet I had here. It was a little – let's see, 32% of Americans, 32 million Americans, or 10% of the population, are on at least five different prescription drugs, some as many as 13 a day. So, and, you know, antidepressants are really way up at the top of the list. And, you know, we may be fooled and we may be thinking, yeah, we've had a hard time, doc, do you have a pill for me? But is that the best thing to do for you? And it's just milking the system of money, you of money.
And they're not harmless.
No, they're not harmless. They're not without side effects. So I'm just saying, you know, we may have a good reason to be depressed or certainly in grief. A loved one has passed away. And you know, if someone very close to us dies, and I've had some good friends die in the last couple of years, the very fact that we grieve for them and miss them expresses our love and our, you know, care about them and their family. So it's something I don't think you want to let go of too quick. I mean, I think that's good. So tears will be shed. Weep with those who weep, it says in the Bible. So anyway, I think we're just reaching for the wrong things these days. We've got pills taking the place of God and a whole bunch of other things. And we need to find some godly strength for our lives these days. Oddly enough, we have had it a lot easier than our forefathers have had. I can remember stories of the Dust Bowl in the 1930s, and there wasn't food, and the Great Depression, and all these things. And we don't quite have it that bad. People on welfare still have television sets and cars and all these things. So the issue is we don't have it that bad. And what toughened up our former generation? Why could they handle this? And today we just seem to melt at these things. But stress is the name of the game today. And in fact, where was my report? Here it is. Income tied to health and life expectancy. This is kind of shocking, David. Life is shorter for those who have less wealth. At age 25, Americans in the highest incomes can expect to live more than 6 years longer than those living in poverty. Health is poorer for those who are living in poverty. More than 1 in 20, 6% of adults who earn at least $100,000 a year report being in poor health, but the rate jumps to nearly 9% from 6% for those earning $50,000 to $75,000 a year, and to 23% for those with annual incomes below $35,000. And I think Americans, about half of Americans, make $30,000 or less. Oh my gosh!
Well, see,
they're
now
they're going to live in poorer health because they don't have the money to buy quality, good food.
Well, I think you're right. Now the medical profession is going to jump on that and claim that poor people can't afford all these wonderful health care, all these tests and
screening.
Well,
they don't have the food quality. They
jump
on them and give them drugs.
And
to
it's
make
stress.
Up for
it. And it's stress too. If you're tight on money, you don't buy good food, and you're stressed out all the time, and that's what's pulling your health down. It's
diabetes,
not lack
of
drugs.
Diabetes is 6% of the families who earn at least $100,000 a year, 6%, but 11% more than, about double in families that earn less than $35,000 a year, compared with people in families earning more than $100,000 a year. Those earning less than $35,000 a year are four times more likely to report being nervous all or most of the time. Wow. And they report being sad all or most of the time. Hey, you know, I don't know what to say. I didn't grow up rich, and I'm a lucky man. I was able to buy a house after the age of 55 for the first time and make a little money late in my life. There was a man that said, you know, my yoke is heavy, but my burden is light. Maybe we ought to learn from him a little more how to handle these issues. There are issues that could be avoided. Someday I'll get on my stumping stand here and get up and give my speech about how we could fix America's economy and bring it back with a couple of phone calls and a little bit of resolve. And it wouldn't take much to do it and tell you how your government's letting you down. But we'll do that another day because we've got too much on the plate to talk about today. But certainly stress is a real concern, and we just don't have the money in the economy. And I've talked about since 2008 the whole complexion of America's changed. The financial classes stole all the money, and the rest of us have been left to grovel for what's left. So 85% of the wealth in the country is owned by 15% of the people. There is no middle class much anymore, and the people's savings are being destroyed. And so let's see, 85%.
So why are people depressed? I don't understand.
Yeah, 85% of the people are groveling for only 15% of the money is the issue. So we're fighting over that.
Well,
so it all went to the financial classes. So thank you, Mr. Ben Bernanke, and all the rest of you in government for at the central banks and everything, for changing America and destroying the middle class. We thank you for that, and you won't take any responsibility for it. That's just what
All
you
right.
did.
Well, on that cheery note, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. You know, Bill, I was reading in the headlines, I just got a really good reprieve. I don't know if it's because I've been taking Longevinex for 9 years or not, but the other day I was 60 years old on my last birthday. I'm 40 now. Isn't that remarkable?
Hey, I'm wondering, great, which machine do you use to tell time there, biological time?
Well, no, it was in the, they said 60 was the new 40.
I know, I want to get to this report, why 60 is the new middle age, and actually says being elderly doesn't start until at least 70. I'll be 70 here in a month and a half or so. So life expectancy in the United Kingdom, 82.8 years. British females don't consider themselves old till they're 72 or 73. Good for them. I think cataracts kind of hide the wrinkles. That's a good blessing that we have from nature. But I do think it's true that we, a lot of us aren't, I mean, I'm approaching 70 and I still can skip on my toes to the end of the block. I'm not on any medicines. I don't have any diseases except the mental ones. And I seem to do pretty well. I'm surprised myself, really. I'm waiting to get really depressed over the first big disease I get, but doesn't mean I haven't, battled a few things. My gallbladder bothered me for a while, and I actually wrote a little book on how to clean out your gallbladder by taking a little bit of taurine, an amino acid, and that makes the bile flow and thins the bile, and a little bit of IP6 rice bran and some vitamin C. And even made a little formula to help do that. But when my gallbladder got weak, I just investigated and found out, you go to the doctor, they want to do a gallbladder surgery and take that out. A cholecystectomy, they call it. So I have had atrial fibrillation a little bit and found out through investigation. It took a little while, but I did use fish oil, magnesium, the things that do help. But it was when I got zinc and then my atrial fibrillation vanished. So there are little things that come along in time, and you can learn how to address them. But so far, I'm doing pretty good, and I would say today I look younger, act younger, and am actually mentally sharper than I was 10 years ago. And I can say that surely because I've looked at pictures of myself, and my hair is darker, and I look younger than I did. So how do I convince folks of that on the radio? I don't know, but we give in the last 10 years, I have been taking this wonderful product that I helped formulate, Longevinex, and it's seen me through these years. And it's amazing how powerful it's been to keep me mentally sharp as well as healthy. And I do think it reverses the clock hands of time as far as biology is concerned. So the biological clock hands of time, and that's been shown in actual studies where it's reversed those things. And the they want to do some sophisticated youthifying treatments here in the future, and they take serum from young animals and put it in older animals, and the old animals got young again. So now they want to do this in humans, and there's blood serum companies like Baxter and so on. So maybe there'll be this blood serum therapy, but actually a calorie-restricted diet. They took the blood serum from animals where the diet had restricted calories and then gave it to the older animals, and it extended the lifespan of the animal. So it's the calorie restriction, and we pointed out what happens when you restrict food. You're restricting the minerals, and it's actually the iron and copper and the calcium that you're limiting. And as you get older, you rust and you calcify. So if you cut down the amount of food, you're doing that. We made a pill called Longevinex to chelate or attach or pull out the excess iron, copper, and calcium that makes you rust and calcify as you get older. It not only slows that rusting and calcifying down, it reverses the effect. And that it says here they did this in an animal experiment. And I'm reading from a study here, trying to reach on my desk for reports, and I guess I'm either getting information overloaded or senile. But here it is. So we quoted from this study before. It was insurance executives talking about, would they themselves go along, life insurance executives, with living extra long? What kind of therapies would they be willing to engage in to reach 150 years of age? 56% wanted non-invasive things. Others wanted injections of drugs to slow down aging, like we now see for macular degeneration, etc., in the eye. Blood filtration, that's what I was just talking about. The serum therapy, 22% said they'd reach for that. Gene therapy, 19%. Organ replacement, 15% stem cell therapy, 28% said they would go for that. So, but then by and large, people wanted something non-invasive. We're talking things like anti-aging pills, red wine pills, resveratrol, like Longevinix, the only red wine pill tested to be non-toxic in humans and tested to be efficacious in humans and in animals. And so if you want to look for something tested, has the right dose and everything else, what folks are looking for, they don't know. And so we're trying to tell you what you should be looking for is what works. And what's your statement about a dietary supplement? What's the most expensive dietary supplement we can buy?
Folks, the most expensive dietary supplement you'll ever buy is the one that doesn't work. That simple. $3 ginkgo probably doesn't work, so just buy some food. Don't waste your money on hamster vitamins.
And it doesn't mean you need to waste money and buy $50 vitamin pills.
You don't have to go for the overpriced boutique-y multi-level marketing kind of things. But typically, if you go to a good independent health food store, if the people in that store are doing their job, they don't carry overpriced type products and they don't carry low quality products. So you'll tend to have a good selection of quality products.
Okay, David, is there any dietary supplement on the market that increases the risk of developing diabetes by 46%? If there was, should it be recalled from the marketplace?
Absolutely.
Well, statin cholesterol-lowering drugs do that, and the relative risk of getting diabetes goes up 46%. So why do we have this mindset there's nothing wrong with it? I mean, it's 30 million Americans got bilked into taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, and it's a liver toxin. So where are they misleading us? Where are they? What are they going to do tomorrow, and why are we trusting our doctors? They've really failed to live up to their calling.
Bill,
it says here, half of older adults in the U.S. now taking aspirin. Aspirin should have been dethroned 10 years ago. It causes a few thousand people to die every year from hemorrhages in the brain, from bleeding gastric ulcers. Yes, a few thousand. Would we keep a herbal product on the market that killed a few thousand people every year, David?
No, we couldn't even keep an herbal product that made a few thousand people even just nauseous.
So it's showing that a regular aspirin for normally healthy people is not going to work to prevent a heart attack. If you're in the high risk group, probably maybe a little bit of help modestly. But they're showing certainly the baby aspirin doesn't do it. And they said they found 81% of older adults now using aspirin have not had a heart attack or stroke and are taking it for primary prevention. And it doesn't work for that. Now, it's true that you get a heart attack, which is a clot in one of the coronary arteries and keeps oxygen from getting to that part of the heart. And aspirin thins the blood and keeps that clot from occurring. But the baby aspirin is too weak to do it. The full-strength 325 milligram aspirin causes the brain hemorrhages and the bleeding gastric ulcer. So you're treating one disease for another.
And didn't I read that a baby aspirin a day doubles the risk of macular degeneration?
Yeah. So we're doing these things. One half of America taking aspirin and not taking a resveratrol pill. What is it that we have to do? And so I'll tell you, because we got to answer this, David. Resveratrol pills are a little bit more pricey. We know that people primarily are looking for something under $10. Can we give it to them? You know what it is, David. What is it?
I don't know. It's our friend. It's one of the original superfoods. Everybody loves it.
Stinking rose itself.
That's right. Garlic.
And so what does the data show today? Not only is they're saying a great economical and clinical benefit for garlic, a safe and effective approach for blood pressure management, big meta-analysis. They group all the studies and then find out what it all says. And they're saying, this stuff's good. It can reduce your systolic blood pressure, your first blood pressure number, by 10 numbers, 10. And by the diastolic by 5. That's as good as any existing antihypertensive drug. And there's no single blood pressure drug that works. They use beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, diuretics, and they're all filled with terrible side effects. And none of them by themselves work, so they usually put you on two or three. And here, garlic lowered your blood pressure, I mean, significantly, according to this. This is almost a million people they did an analysis on in these clinical trials. Now, we'll tell you that when we're talking about garlic, a lot of folks do really do want to save the money. We'll help you do it, too. Get a fresh clove of garlic. Get it off the big bulb and crush it. Crush it. Mix, you know. And then you're going to mix an enzyme in there called alainase, and it's going to make the allicin molecule, the primary active molecule in garlic. And then your problem is, how do you get it down? It's as pungent and biting to your throat and your stomach and everything else, and you're going to have the garlic breath and odor. Or you can use our sponsor's product, Garlinex, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic pill. It assuredly protects the garlic contents from your stomach acid, so you will truly make the allicin. See, you crushed the garlic clove outside of your stomach where there wasn't any stomach acid, and the allicin was made. But when you put it in your digestive tract and the little pill opens up, the capsule or tablet, it mixes the stomach acid, negates the enzyme that makes this active ingredient called allicin. So by alkaline buffering it, it negates the stomach acid. The Garlinex pill assuredly makes the allicin, proven in human studies, and works. And what does it cost?
Not $1,000 a month. Not $100 a month.
Not even what a statin drug costs.
No.
It's $8.60 a month. If you buy three bags, you get a one-month supply free, 3 1-month supply. So you've got 4 months altogether, 3 1-month supply bags. Get a fourth one free. Shipping is absolutely free. What's not to like? Garlinex. And, it's a wonderful product. Let's start giving you some contact numbers here because you're going to wonder. So for Garlinex, 866-674-3955. And we have a time release now. Great for people with blood pressure. You take one Garlinex in the morning, time release, lasts for hours, one in the afternoon, and it lasts for a long time. And if you're going to use competing products, you're going to need to take four garlic pills a day. And a lot of these pills do not have, they don't produce the actual allicin, the key molecule, because they're not alkaline buffered. But there's some pretty good studies showing that garlic works. Again, you want to get the real allicin, and you want to get that time release if you've got blood pressure. If you want some help with blood pressure, and we're not talking about preventing, curing, or treating blood pressure, we're talking about keeping your blood pressure within the normal range. That is Garlinex. It can help you in that regard. There's good science on this, that garlic helps. You just need the real McCoy, the real allicin molecule. And the latest analysis shows it really does work. And it not only works for blood pressure, but it says here, researchers find garlic can slow down aging and protect from brain disease. And we've tried to educate our audience here many times about all the ways that it works. And certainly we could go back into that, but we'll do it in another show. The point is, the latest science showing garlic works, and 30 million Americans are taking statin drugs. Okay, so can you get a blood clot taking garlic? Unlikely, because it thins the blood. Can you get a bad circulation? No, it widens with nitric oxide gas. It widens all your blood vessels, improves your circulation in very tiny little arterioles all over your body and the brain and every eyes, all the little critical areas. Garlic is great for killing off pathogens, and so that bacteria, viruses, funguses, guarding against food poisoning. There's so many things that garlic does, and why are we taking these singular problematic drugs, five of them and more, 32 million Americans, just a garlic pill? Why? Because the doctor didn't prescribe it?
The doctors have made us believe. You know what I see, Bill? I mean, and I've had people come in with stories, a lot of different stories on Longevinex and Garlinex, and of course other products we sell, but they're so amazed. They're like, hey, you know, I took this Garlinex and it really helped my blood pressure. Wow. And they're really excited, but I'm thinking, they're excited, but why aren't they? Why don't they already believe that Mother Nature is stronger? But everybody believes that drugs work and drugs are wonderful, And, oh, wow, a dietary supplement worked. What a miracle.
I got a wonderful testimony in the mail here just recently, and a man had giant warts. I mean, some people have real big ones. You know, those big things hanging out on the edge of their finger.
Yeah.
Someplace on their toes and things. And this fellow had a lifelong thing. He went to the doctors, nothing. And within a few short weeks, taking the Garlinex capsule, all of those warts were gone. Now, warts are coming from because you're lacking something in your immune system, see?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're seeing warts and things, you need you probably need some zinc and you probably need some garlic. I mean, you start seeing those kinds of things on your body, you can, you know, those are things that they're signs that you need to address something. By the way, garlic's excellent for anybody who has blood sugar issues as well. And so blood circulation issues. I think the list goes on and on, but the aging part, the anti-aging aspect of garlic, that's something new, and who wouldn't do it for less than $10 a month? So I think a bag of the Garlazyme, Garlinex pills costs $11 and change. But buy the three bags, get the one free, get the shipping free, and you're down to $8.60 a month. So how do we get the world's best garlic pill for the best price? There it is.
Call the number, 866-674-3955. Let's take a short break, Bill. And when we come back, I want to talk about everybody's favorite subject, and that's lard. Don't go away.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and Bill Sardi, investigative health journalist. Don't forget, we would love to hear from you. We like to answer questions. We have this internet show that you can watch. You could listen anytime you want, send to your friends. But if you want to call in and ask us a question or make a comment, we have a toll-free number, 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. That's easy to remember. Come on, 844-49-HEART. Or email us at haveaheart@thebright.com. You know, Bill, there's been this commercial I can't remember if I saw it on TV or heard it on radio, but it was a commercial. There's a lady, and she's switching over to healthy vegetable oils, and she's making jokes about what's she going to do with all that lard she doesn't need. And she's saying things like, well, now I could get into my skinny jeans. I'll just use the lard to help get into my jeans. So it's they're joking about what are we going to do with all this lard we're not eating anymore because we're all into these healthy vegetable oils. You have some news for us.
We do. It's the influence of dietary fat on liver and skeletal muscle mitochondrial modifications. What the heck does that all
mean? Wow.
And lifespan changes in calorie-restricted mice. So what they're trying to say is, look, we make choices of dietary fat, and it has an effect because fats are stored in the liver, and it has an effect on our muscles. And so what happens if we take mice and we give them a life-prolonging calorie-restricted diet? That's where they restrict the calories about 40%. In human terms, that's about one meal a day, okay, is what you get to eat. And then they wanted to know what would be the best source of fat to go along with that, and they use soybean oil, fish oil, omega-3 oil. Soybean oil was high in omega-6, fish oil in omega-3, and lard high in saturated and monounsaturated fats. So which one of those oils was most compatible and maximized the effect of the calorie-restricted diet in mice?
Well, as the health food guy, I would, of course, jump right up and say fish oil.
Of course, you would say that, but we're back to lard. And we've been talking on this show how we've got this giant change. You know, the government is backing away from its phobia over cholesterol. It is saying that we need fats and in our diets. This is what made us even reach for the antidepressants because it affects our mood. Our fats make our sex hormones, so we became impotent. We opened up fertility clinics in an era of low fat, no fat, everything. So they're showing that lard, and by the way, lard is animal fat from the inside where the skin is, right inside the skin, and that's where vitamin D is made from sunlight in humans and animals, sunlight exposure, and actually vitamin D is a fat-soluble nutrient, and lard itself contains and provides a good serving about 600 units of vitamin D. So as a vitamin D pill, so you wonder, wow, that would take a lot of sunshine. And I know when I used to eat cookies in the past, you know, they were made with lard and they taste great. And then they took it all out and put high fructose corn syrup in there as a sweetener. And so they pushed the pleasure part of it from fat and sugar to just sugar. And it's kind of empty, and we just saw what high fructose corn syrup did. But a lot of folks may just want to go back and be good cookie monsters again and use lard to make your cookies. I'm not a big fan of eating cookies, but
Bill, my understanding is, and you may be able to correct me here, that there really have never been any studies showing that lard was bad for you. It was just that once everyone, quote, knew that cholesterol caused heart disease.
Well, they took animals in the laboratory and they did gork them on, I mean, they gave them 60% fat calorie diets. We have about a 30% fat calorie diet. So they overfed these animals with super amounts of saturated fat and then said, well, of course, you've got so many calories coming from the saturated fats that it was bad for you. But we don't eat that much saturated fat. And, of course, turns out lard was good for us. So it had vitamin D in it and so on. So what would we ever know that the whole world's making an about-face and we're going back to fats and oils, and that food pyramid showed that the fats and oils were just a little part at the top. That belongs down in the middle, folks. And all those carbohydrates, bread, pasta, rice, and all that, the milk industry and everything, all the dairy industry, they're all in there paying off the government to tell us to eat more of their food, so they end up making that crazy overeaters pyramid, we call it. So that's kind of what happened. David... you know, in the mailbag, I've gotten these wonderful reports. I've got a wonderful man who keeps me abreast of his, just imagine this, what he's facing, which is a brain tumor. And of course, they've kind of told him there's nothing you can do. And he shrunk that tumor by 25%. Wow. So he's, you know, the pain and the suffering and the interest, and he thinks maybe he's linking it. This is in the early days. He's keeping me abreast of all this. I won't make any health claims, but I'll tell you, one of the sponsors of our show is making all that possible. So, you know, maybe there's hope for people here. Maybe they can find their way out of hopeless conditions and situations when, you know, modern medicine doesn't have an answer for everything, and we can reach for Mother Nature, and it's safer, less costly, less problematic, and we just try to keep you informed. Fear is what's keeping you from going there. A permission slip from your doctor is what's keeping you from going there. We'd love to urge you to start making health decisions on your own and learn about how to stay healthy on this show. Low carbohydrate diets, walking away from high fructose sugars, don't add added sugars to your diet, stay away from those. We try and talk to you about a good diet. That doesn't cost anything to implement because you're taking away, not adding or buying anything. And we're trying to help you out of a jam with so many things that we're being, it was us versus the food industry. We've talked about that before. The food industry working hard to get us to overeat, and we need to fight back a little bit. David, what's on your mind? What's happening in your store these days before we sign off? What is
something for you to do.
What are people talking about?
Well,
other than paying their taxes.
Well, I want to tell you a quick story because I want your thoughts on it. One of my really good customers, a couple, guy's in his 60s. He's trim. You know, he's not overweight, but he does have diabetes. They've got him on a couple blood pressure pills. Well, he comes in with his wife who's been in the medical profession, and he looks a little kind of scared. He goes, I just got diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer that metastasized to my bones. I'm like, oh my God, really? So I start talking to him. And I said, well, you know, how'd you find this out? I said, how do you feel? He goes, I have no symptoms. I feel fine. Well, how did you find this out? So he's in his house, and suddenly he gets weak, and he passes out. His wife's scared and takes him to the hospital. So he's on a diuretic, and he's on a blood pressure medication. And when he gets there, you know what his problem was? He was dehydrated, and he had low blood pressure.
Oh, my God.
Now, once they got him there, Now, Bill, I'm not a doctor. You wrote a book about cancer. So they run some tests on him, and they come and tell him, you have aggressive prostate cancer, and it's metastasized to your bone. Now, they, according to the couple, and she was a nurse, all they did was he had a high PSA, and some scan showed some little bump or something on his bone that looked suspicious. No biopsy, no anything scan, and they're setting him up for surgery and radiation. Now, I think in fairness, and I had a good talk with him, and what really made me remember this story was when you were talking about people making decisions out of fear. And we talked, and he had said one time 5 years ago, somebody said he had some spot on his lung, and it turned out to be a flaw in the camera. You know, so well, it's just you don't rush into things. But it was just. But Bill, am I wrong? Can somebody just have a PSA and you see something on a scan and you just know beyond the shadow of a doubt that
they don't know it's cancer. They know it's a growth, an abnormality, whatever it is, a mass.
And they don't know if it was there for 30 years or if it grew last week.
They diagnose a lot of breast tumors as calcific deposits, calcium in the breast. That's pre-cancer, and they scare you, use the word cancer. Next thing you know, they're being undergoing a mastectomy. So, you know, it's just kind of what goes on.
But you know, I and now, correct me if I'm wrong about this. I'm just throwing this out because this is my thinking. So let's go to the happy story. The happy story is we know that the PSA test is 50-50 anyway. And the happy story is no, he doesn't have prostate cancer, and that thing on his bone is no big deal. Okay, that's the happy story. So let's not rush and do a lot of biopsies and treatments. Okay, now let's go to the sad story. he does have aggressive prostate cancer and it's already spread to his bones. And the doctors already told the wife there isn't that much they can do for him. Maybe prolong his life a little bit. So I'm going, in both cases, what should you be doing? I mean, if you want to spend, if your days are going to be short on the earth here, if you just found that out, do you want to spend them, you know, poisoned and weak and sick, or do you want to take a shot at, you know, and it's just what you said. I'm just bringing that out. People can think about this themselves. Decisions made out of fear in a medical profession that's just dying to treat things, you know?
If we didn't have all these billing codes and insurance pays, I wonder if doctors would do all this treatment. We're treating pre-disease, suspected disease. We're treating pre-cancer, not real cancer. We're treating pre-diabetes. And it's just because they've maybe, you know, got another car payment to make or something. I don't know, but America's just been driven over the brink financially. The modern medicine's not affordable anymore.
So. And you know what? We're not. And the other thing is, Bill, the more we're treating people, the more screenings we're doing, the more medications we're giving people. Besides going broke, nobody's getting any better. I mean, we're not having, you know, these wonderful, like, heart disease is almost gone now because we have cholesterol drugs. No, it isn't. Still the number one killer. Here and there, you get one year. This year might be a little less of this cancer, but. You know, diabetes is skyrocketing up there, dementia. I mean, we're getting broke and we're getting sick, so I don't know how anybody can look at the system and say this is the right thing to do. You know?
Oh, I pray our show is an answer, not part of the problem, but part of the solution. And, you know, what do they say? Lead, follow, or get out of the way. So we're leading, and I hope you're following. And, otherwise, get out of the way. And I think, you know, basically modern medicine stands in the way of people becoming sane, becoming whole, becoming healthy. It's a self-serving profession. It's been taken too far. We have been gullible. We've been naive. We have been overly loyal to our doctors, even to our country. And we've watched all this change in our country. So we need to stand up, make some health decisions for ourselves. And believe me, it'll empower you when you begin to do it. Make a few. You'll see how well it works. And for a lot of folks, once they throw away all their prescription medicines, they find that they get high, they get healthy. They feel better.
Just talked to a lady today who told me that. She said she finally threw away her painkiller. She feels much better.
Yeah. I mean, we urge folks to give it a try. What can you, you know, for a lot of things, they're just chronic pain and so on. You're not going to end up in the hospital. So see what works for you. So
please, somebody go into the doctor's office, and when the doctor says your cholesterol is a little high, I think you should take Lipitor, could somebody just once say, well, let me check with Dave Statter and Bill Sardi, and I'll let you know?
I don't know.
Could it ever work the other way, Bill? Could it ever
do? I don't know how many people going into a doctor's office in a period of great stress in their life, the doctor diagnosed high blood sugar and high cholesterol. Those are circulatory factors you can measure in the blood samples. But if you're under stress, you're dumping extra fat and extra sugar into your system, like you're running away from a lion that's chasing. You're under stress. In this case, it could be emotional rather than a physical threat. And under that circumstance, you're going to have higher blood sugar and blood cholesterol levels. And you're just seeing the evidence of stress in your life, and the doctor gives you a pill as if you really do have, and we pointed out it's probably fatty liver anyway, and that's how you solve it. Choline and inositol, the answers the cholesterol problem. And so we need to think stress is, you know, are you under high stress? You're going to look like you're sick. Well, and then we talked about the importance under stress. In the last few weeks, as you're under stress, your vitamin C levels are vanquished. They're demolished. And then you don't have vitamin C, and you have a little problem with bile flow. And the bile won't flow if you don't have vitamin C. It gets thick, and the bile helps cholesterol and iron leave our system. So now the iron develops and accumulates. Cholesterol accumulates, And one of the components, the fractions of cholesterol that does accumulate, is something called lipoprotein A. You hear about HDL, good cholesterol, LDL, bad cholesterol, but this is called lipoprotein A. And it is taking the place in your coronary arteries, the four arteries that feed your heart with oxygenated blood. It's taking the place of vitamin C, which was just demolished by the stress. And lipoprotein A becomes a sticky bandage, as we like to call it, attracts fibrin and clot material, and all of a sudden you've got a clot forming in your coronary artery and then a full blockage and a heart attack. And I have a study here from Europe, and it's just showing among elderly subjects that longer life expectancy is associated with lower lipoprotein A levels. Now, if your iron level goes up, your lipoprotein A levels go up. So if you want to take a pill that addresses iron buildup, Longevinix, our sponsor's pill, handles the buildup of these toxic metals, these heavy metals, copper and iron, that cause lipoprotein A levels to accelerate, and in the presence of a deficiency of vitamin C, could cause a blockage in one of your coronary arteries and then what we call a full-blown heart attack. So lipoprotein A, if you've got very little of it and you've got more vitamin C, it says here it's not just going to prevent a heart attack. It's going to be a longevity approach to longevity. So more vitamin C, less iron, not as much red meat because that's where you get highly absorbable iron, and take things that chelate or remove the accumulation of these heavy metals in your body over your lifetime, like the ingredients we find in Longevinix. That's 866-405-4000 for Longevinix. The red wine pill does not contain alcohol. 866-405-4000. Learn about it. They'll send you reports. Whatever you want to read, direct you to the right. Investigate it yourself. 866-405-4000. Do we have any other advice for our listeners? I do want to tell them something that I like to quote frequently. It was Thomas Fuller in the 1600s who said, sickness is felt, but health, not at all. And frequently people call me and say, well, I took your pill and nothing happened. Sickness is felt, but health, not at all. So you're healthy and you didn't feel anything. It made you healthy. You didn't feel anything. So if you're already healthy, how can it help you feel any better? But as time goes on, the clock hands of time, biological time, the idea of a red wine Longevinix pill is to take away the calcium and the iron, the excesses of calcium, iron, and copper that cause you to rust and calcify, and that's what causes aging. And you can even reverse aging then, theoretically, under that idea. And if you want to find out more, 866-405-4000. All about Longevinix. Do you have any other good, wise words for our audience before we say goodbye, David?
Only, I want to go back and I'll say what you said, Bill. On the knowledgeofhealth.com website that you put out, you're not selling any products or encouraging that. You're not selling any books. It's not self-serving at all. But you have written, there's so many great articles there, and they're referenced, folks. They're
if
referenced.
You'll sign up there, at the, we were telling you, we don't have you sign up. But if you want to sign up, then every time I write a new article, it gets sent directly to your email.
And it's a great idea, but just go there. If you want to see a website that is giving you good, well-referenced, and unique, when we call Bill an investigative health journalist, that's because that's what he is. He doesn't just sit around and somebody sends him a study and he jabbers on it. I mean, I've seen this over and over in some of the reports on that website. Bill is somebody who digs into research and puts things together and sees patterns and things nobody else sees. And I'm not just trying to tug on his leg here, but I want everybody to know who you're listening to. So I'm hearing you say all these things, Bill, and I just, that's the final thing. And folks, give us a call, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be back soon. Thanks for listening.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.